Well, come with me to Psalms chapter 33, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but when COVID first came down and we realized this thing was going to be a little bit bigger than we first thought, then we actually preached out of Psalm 33 back in, I think it was March, and as I was preparing for this weekend, I better slow down, I'm talking fast, I'm excited. This weekend, as I was preparing, the Lord brought me back to Psalm 33. And so I want to share with you from a little bit different angle than I shared 8 months ago, but all the while, this is a word in season for us. So let's just dive right in. First verse, it says, "Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts." With loud shouts. Look at this. "Shout for joy in the Lord. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Sing to him a new song." Shout for joy. Give thanks loudly. Give thanks loudly. Declare the word of God with shouts. This isn't passive. This isn't passive. This is intentional. And it's well-founded in his word and his deeds. The psalmist is telling us, I want you to engage with the Lord, and praise befits the upright. These things are what we're like. This is who we are, and this is how we roll. We are the people who praise God. We're the people who look to him and declare and shout to the Lord. That's what the righteous look like. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's done. And the psalmist is telling us, I want you to shout for joy. I want you to do this with loud shouts. Now, I'm going to unpack this a little bit, so just stay with us. Let's just go with the text into the next scripture. "For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And by the breath of his mouth, all their host." I love that. "By the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap, and he puts the deep in storehouses." Now, I want you to catch this for a minute. The word of the Lord is upright. All his work is done in faithfulness. You see, the word of the Lord creates everything. Did you catch this? The word of the Lord is what has created everything. Therefore, we shout the word of the Lord, and all the more in times of chaos. We shout the word of the Lord, and all the more in times of chaos. Now, keep coming with me in the scripture here. "Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." Will you put that scripture up? I want to keep that up there. It says, "Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm." He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. Take a moment here, and I want to take you back to the beginning, in Genesis, the beginning. Genesis means the beginning. In the beginning, close your eyes for a moment, and I want you to picture the darkness, if you can. I want you to picture the chaos. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void. And it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the deep. Hovering. And another translation of that is, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of chaos. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, and he said, "It is good." I want you to, and then he begins to say, then, he says, he separated then. He took the water from the water. He creates the sky. He creates the heavens. He creates the earth. He creates the animals. And he keeps saying to these things, as he's come into chaos, he says, "Light be," And light is created, and it comes rushing in, and it takes over the chaos, and in the command, in response to the word of the Lord, chaos becomes brightened by light, begins to shift and change, and out of chaos, God creates order. And not only order, but he creates what is good. He creates what is good by the word of his mouth. He speaks out and he says, in this dark place of chaos, light be. And light comes from the mouth of God and is created, and out of chaos comes light. And then he says, not only is there order, but it is good. It is good. I have created good. And then he continues and he goes, it is good. It is good. He makes land. It's good. He makes fish of the sea. It's good. He makes the birds of the air. It is good. He makes the trees. He makes the plants. He makes the days. He makes the seasons. He says, it's all good. And then he says, he makes man and woman in his image. And he says, it is very good. Out of the word of God, out of the voice of God, he speaks and it came to be. He commands and it stands firm. And it is very good. Out of the word of God, out of the voice of God, out of the shout of God. He speaks it, and here we are. You and I are being commended in that same way right now. See, this is what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, God spoke, and it came to be. Therefore, when we speak what God spoke. We shout about what God did. We look at the areas of chaos, and we say, here is the word of the Lord. Here is, I'm shouting out the reality of the kingdom. I'm speaking to these places of chaos, and his light is coming into that place. You see, God has called us in his image to do what he has done. He's called us to procreate. Isn't that amazing? You think about this. We're made in his image. And what did he say to Jesus? Jesus, we know, won a complete victory. He went to the Father, and the Father said, come, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus said, it is finished, and he won a complete victory. And now here we are continuing in this. What is the prayer of the Lord? Father in heaven, holy is your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he sends the Holy Spirit who fills us. And then we now are extending the gospel of the kingdom. We're extending the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Do you see this? And look at that picture. The Spirit of God is hovering over the face of chaos. And in the beginning, he says, light be. It is good. Out of what was dark, let there be light. Out of what was formless, let it be good. Let it be very good. And the psalmist is saying to us, it befits the upright to shout the word of God over the earth, in the places of the earth. Why? Because we are establishing the kingdom of heaven through our words, because we're made in the image of the word who spoke and created it. Do you guys see this? This is huge. This is huge because we are actually commissioned by God to create light and peace and glory and goodness in every single area and sphere and place on earth. And that has not changed. That has not changed. Now, here's what's so important about this. You guys know in Proverbs it says the power of life and death is in the tongue, and those who understand it will eat its fruit. Now, we have real authority. We have real authority. We have the power of life and death in our tongue. And that's why the scriptures, that's why God, through the Holy Spirit, inspired these scriptures to remind us to say, I want you to speak in the same way that I spoke. I want you to release heaven in the same way that I released heaven. I want you to create worlds with your words in the same way that I did. But I've only given you authority to do that if you're actually speaking, shouting, declaring what it is that I want to do. Because he didn't say, when you pray, pray, Father in heaven, holy is your name, let your kingdom come and let my will be done. He didn't say that we're supposed to pray our own will. He said we're to declare and pray his will be done. And beloved, we know what his will is. His will is that none would perish, but that all would have everlasting life. We know that his will is that the glory of God will cover the earth as the water, that the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We know that it says in that day, when this is all redeemed, it says in that day, there will be those from every tongue, every tribe, and every nation. Glory, glorifying God. How is that possible? Because the knowledge of the glory of God is to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That means that people are able to look around and see the kingdom of heaven in action. They can experience the atmosphere of heaven. They can go into places of business and schools and homes and houses and governments, and they go, This is the glory of God in action. The kingdom of heaven is actually happening in those places and spaces in such a way that whether I reject it or accept it, but I can look and see the actual glory of God. I can have knowledge of the glory of God, which is coming to earth. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. And I can accept or reject that, but we know that there will be many that accept it. Because it says in that day, in the kingdom, in eternity, together, there's people from every tongue, tribe, and nation who saw and understood the knowledge of the glory of God and chose him. Are you guys seeing this? So that's the word of God. So it's not confusing. The will of God is not confusing. We are called to agree for the will of God in our words. In our words, in our declarations, in our conversations, in our prayers. And I want to talk to you today about this, and then we're going to continue on here. But what I want you to catch in this is that you and I have true and real authority to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth in alignment with the authority of God, but only if we're in alignment with the authority of God. Let me explain it like this. A police officer, okay, a police officer has authority that's been delegated to them by the laws of the land to uphold the laws of the land through that delegated authority. They have a gun, which is their power to go ahead and say, hey, you literally cannot cross me. They have a badge which says, we have delegated authority to you. But that authority is not, you're just the vigilante, you can just do whatever seems best to you. The authority is specific to uphold the law that was written in the land. And so when they go outside of that authority, then they are outside of the authority. They don't have authority to create new laws. They don't have authority to do things that violate that law. In fact, if that happens, they're outside of their authority, then they lose their ability to continue in what they've been called to. Does that make sense? So they're not a law unto themselves. And in fact, what do we do with officers that go outside of the law? We fire them because we go, you have lost your authority. You are no longer upholding the laws that you're supposed to. You're outside of those. You're not empowered to do that. You guys with me? So why am I bringing that up? Because in the same way that you and I we have been given authority by Jesus Christ to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. But we only have authority to do that when we do it in the way and with the words and in line with the will of the Father. Amen. And the power of life and death is in our tongue. So we actually are not empowered to bring death. We are empowered to bring life. We are not empowered to condemn people. We are empowered to set them free. We're not empowered to curse nations. We are empowered to bless nations. We're not empowered to curse the school board. We're empowered to bless the school board. Now, how does that work? How does that work? The way that this works, I'm just thinking of how I want to unpack this. I'm just going to say it real straight. The way that this works is that we engage by speaking the actual words and will of God under the unction of the Holy Spirit through worship, through prayer, through declaration, and through conversation. We speak those things, but when we're speaking those things, what we're doing is making a declaration of what is in heaven, and it defeats and destroys the works of the devil that are happening in the second heaven. Are you with me? Where's that scripture? Let me tell you the scripture. It says, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but principalities, and powers in high places. So that means that you and I having an argument with each other, be it about political parties, be it about how best to run a business, whatever the argument is, and I'm not saying we don't engage and have important confrontations, we do. But what we have to understand is that the actual battle and the place where we have authority to change a whole atmosphere, to change the atmosphere of our business or our family or our city or our whatever it is, that actual battle resides in the second heaven, that there's principalities, there's powers, there's governing authorities in the heavenly realms that are absolutely influencing and keeping the hearts and minds and understanding of people either under the influence of the evil one, the adversary Satan, or if we declare the word of the Lord, if we agree for the kingdom to come, if we engage in that place and speak not our own opinion, not our own preference, but the word of the Lord. If we begin to shout and glorify and speak and pray those scriptures and bless because we're empowered, we're under authority to be able to release life and life abundantly, what happens is it disempowers the enemy. It actually takes those governing authorities and it dethrones them. They lose their influence over individuals, over families, over neighbors, over cities, over counties, over states and nations. But it only happens if we do it in alignment with the actual authority we've been delegated. And that's why this is so key for us, because we have to actually declare and speak and pray according to the will of the Father. And the psalmist and the scriptures give us that word. It says what about Jesus? He says, he is the word made flesh. When we declare this word, we're declaring Jesus. When we declare Jesus, we declare his victory. When he said, it is finished, it is finished. You guys, I think one of the things that gets missed here, it's so simple, but it gets missed here, is that we forget. Jesus said it's said so often. Jesus said, I want you to love your enemies. I want you to love your enemies. And I want you to pray for those who spitefully use you. Then the apostles go on and say, I want you to pray for everyone that's in a position of authority. How am I supposed to do that, Lord? Like, how does that work? Now, the reason why that works is because he's saying, I want you to pray that my Father's will would be done in every single person's life as it is in heaven. I want you to pray that your enemies, that the scripture about them, what does it say? While we were Christ's enemies, he died for us. So he's saying, look, when you were my enemy, I died for you. And I died for them right now, and they're my enemy. Like, I already died for them. I want what I want for them, which is my blood would make them righteous. I want them to be coming out of the influence of the evil one and be able to see and understand that I, Jesus Christ, am the Son of God and my Father loves them. And when we declare these scriptures, when we declare the word of the Lord over the places of chaos, when we declare those things, what happens is the powers that are reigning in those places begin to fall. Are you guys catching this? You have authority to declare the word of the Lord, and it doesn't matter how you feel in those moments. You will start to feel better if you do this, by the way. You will start out, though, a little more sheepish. You're like, shout for joy in the Lord. Oh, you righteous, praise befits. But after a while, you're like, shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy in the Lord, you righteous, for it befits the people of God. Shout, give thanks to the Lord with all kinds of things. That word lyre, it means harp. With the harp, make melody with the harp of 10 strings. We're praising him. He's worthy of it. We declare it. We're confident in it because nothing can stop him. He's so good, and he came to redeem all of mankind that would choose him. There's nothing that can stop him. It doesn't matter what kind of chaos is going on. I can speak to that chaos in the name of Jesus and say, light be. Light be in that place of chaos. Light be in that place of chaos. God, you are the Lord. And we are called to do this because I want everyone to catch this. You win the battle in the second heaven through prayer and praise, through declaration, And then you are able to start having conversations with people as the enemy who's been influencing them is dethroned, because we have authority to dethrone every principality and power in high places. We are the ecclesia of God. We've actually been given this authority to speak to the places of chaos and say to those places, the God of peace is crushing Satan under our feet. That's what it says in Romans. The God of peace, think about that. The God of shalom is crushing chaos under his feet with peace. Not humans. He's not crushing humans under his feet. He's crushing the principalities and powers that hold Kim Jong captive. Do you see this? I want you guys to understand this, because we have to catch this. What happens is we end up arguing with ideologies, and we do have to confront ideologies. But if we've not defeated the principalities that are fueling the ideologies, the person will never see what you're talking about. You have to understand that Nazi Germany, those people thought they were doing what was best for their nation. And when they stood trial, they said, all we're doing is fully applying Darwin and Marx. It's the propagation of favored races. That's what the name of the book is called. Is Origin of Species, and the second part of the title is or the propagation of favored races. They don't print the second half of the title anymore, but it's the same book. And they're like, yes, that makes perfect sense. What's my point? My point is they were under the influence of a principality that hates humans and says you're not made in the image of God, you're made in the images of animals, and the greatest ones should survive. That's a demonic teaching. You have to dethrone the demonic teaching. You're not going to convince someone that their heart's not in the right place. Every one of us believes that our heart's in the right place, so it's going to have to come from a different space. We have to speak and declare to those principalities and powers in high places, Jesus Christ is Lord. And I bless this person, regardless of what they believe, I want them to know Jesus. I bless my enemy and I say, the Lord died for you and you're worth it and you're made in his image and you're glorious. And Jesus said, it is finished, and he came to save that which was lost, and he loves you. And I declare that neither Satan nor history nor current events can keep the love of God from you or you from the love of God. And I say, let his kingdom come. Let his will be done in your life right now as it is in heaven. And I just keep declaring it because I understand you're not my enemy. Your enemy and my enemy is Satan, and I have the God of peace who is in me crushing him under my feet. This is why we shout. This is why we speak, not our opinions. His opinion, his word, and the scriptures give us what those things are. This is a two-edged sword. This is why we shout the word of the Lord. Are you guys receiving this? Does that work? I mean, this is, even if you're not, I just pray that the Lord would defeat the enemy, right? No, you're receiving it. Of course you are. Of course you are. Let's just continue. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants, I already read that, I'm sorry. Forgive me. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Come on, you're at home right now. I want you to say all generations. All generations. Think about this. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. That means every generation is going to receive access and opportunity of the plans of God's heart. No matter what any human says, no matter what any nation says, no matter what any news source says, no matter what any person says, whatever specialist, it doesn't matter. Jesus frustrates the counsel of the nations, the plans of the peoples. It is his counsel that will stand. You and I might not know how he's going to do it, but we know he's going to do it. And our job is to shout it and to declare it and to speak it and to confidently know that in any place where there's chaos, the people of God are actually the ones with authority. Remember the police officer, right? You have a badge and a gun. Your gun is to shoot the devil. Your badge is to declare the law of love of the Lord over every individual and to say, anywhere you see chaos, we don't need to have an argument. I just want to say this. There is room for engagement and conversation and healthy confrontation, but it comes secondary to the primary area where we as believers gather around the Father. So you can have a Democrat, you can have an independent, you can have a libertarian, and you can have a Republican and what other Ican that's out there, or Ian that's out there, and you can gather and say, we all agree there's chaos, and we all agree it needs to be healed. And since we all believe in Jesus, let's say to that place of chaos, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is hovering over the chaos. And in Jesus' name, we declare the God of peace, the God of shalom, is crushing our adversary under his feet. Light be! We can speak that. We can agree for that. We have authority for that. We may or may not be smart enough to know what the strategy is supposed to be after that. We may or may not be influential enough to be the person that actually directly gets involved in that. We may not be just enough or good enough or rich enough to pay or to do whatever else. Those things he's doing, we're not the only ones. But I'll tell you where we have true authority is to speak and to shout and to declare and to pray the word of God over that situation and know that as we do, we depose kings and we place princes in fetters. That's an old-fashioned thing to say, we lock them up and they can't operate in those places anymore because they've been deposed by those who have true authority in this earth, which is the church of God, the ecclesia. We are anointed and empowered to speak to those places and say, thy will be done. And that's what we're seeing here in Psalm 33. So I want to encourage all of us in this time. You're getting ready to gather. You're getting ready to thank the Lord. It's Thanksgiving. It's a time when God caused us to celebrate together with races coming together. In the beginning, did bad things happen? Yes, they did. But you know what else happened? God is redeeming, and he was bringing a dream and a plan for this great nation. And as we came together to celebrate and say, God, it is you, O Providence, that gave us even the ability to breathe and live. And if you have a dream over this nation or any other nation, then let your kingdom come and let your will be done, that redemption and justice and freedom, all these kingdom things would reign in this place, and with it, mercy. God have mercy. Amen? Amen. And we can gather and agree for those things. So this year, as you're coming together, and I mean, this is an all-the-time word. This is an always word. But as we're coming together, remember this, our call and our authority is in the word of the Lord to declare and to shout of his goodness, and that when we do, we bring light and peace to chaos, and we depose the spiritual forces that are influencing. So rather than being sucked into that same spiritual force, and I mean, you guys have all felt this, right? How easy is it to argue with people right now? How easy is it to just be so angry? Right? It's just like you just want to go, how can you even think this right now? Whether it's, I mean, there's tons of things, but it's a spirit. And the only people that have true authority to deal with that spirit are not presidents, they're not Congress, they're not Senate, they're not the news. They are only the believers. The ecclesia has authority from Jesus Christ. You and I have authority from Jesus Christ to speak to the nations, to speak to our neighbors, to speak to our families, to speak to our schools and our school boards and our police departments, to speak over those things and say, God, your spirit, let it hover over the face of chaos and let your light come. God, let your healing come. Let your will be done. I'm gonna skip ahead. It says, the king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. The eye of the Lord is on us. He's actually looking at us. Those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. As we close today, as you go and spend time with your families, and as you prepare for Thanksgiving, I want to ask that each and every one of us would take this word to heart, that we have been empowered, anointed, appointed, and given all authority in Christ Jesus to declare the word of the Lord over every situation. And as we bless and not curse, as we declare the scriptures, pray the scriptures, find the Psalms, find the places in scripture where you can declare the word of the Lord and shout the word of the Lord and speak the word of the Lord over every situation, whether it's your neighbor or your child who's struggling with their faith, whether it's your school board, whether it's your place of business, whatever it is, you declare the word of the Lord over that situation, knowing that you have power in your mouth and authority from on high to release the kingdom of heaven and to depose the enemy in the second heaven, and you will begin to see a release on earth because the influence of the evil one has been broken down through the God-given authority that you have in your mouth to agree with his will. Shout to the Lord. Shout the goodness. Shout the glory. And know this, that the God of peace is with us. The God of peace is with us to establish his kingdom and his will. And it is not decreasing, it is increasing. The God of peace is crushing Satan under our feet. Have a happy Thanksgiving. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, lifting up his countenance upon you. And may he give you shalom. I love you guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.